Hello, this is Jose Picardo. I am a languages teacher, and I also write a blog called Box of Tricks. Today, I'm going to be reviewing my last half term, both at school and outside. This has been a very busy half term for me, both in terms of schoolwork, it's been exam season, and also as regards other very interesting things that have been going on in the background. And let's begin with the Open Source Schools project. What is it then? Well, late last year, I was asked to participate in this Becta-sponsored project, Open Source Schools, which aims to promote the use of free and open source software in schools. I was asked to write a case study about using WordPress, which is an open source blogging and content management platform that I am using to host both a classroom blog and interactive exercises and grammar podcasts for my students. I also attended a meeting in London, which was really a brainstorming session on the best way to launch their new website, which is www.opensourceschools.org.uk. The website really aims to be the hub of a community of practitioners involved in the use and promotion of open source software. Well, the website launched officially just in time for this year's BET exhibition, after much hard work by Miles Berry. So Miles, if you're listening, hats off to you. But let's not forget all the other keen case study writers and forum instigators which have collaborated in the production of such a great resource. Miles also coordinated a seminar session at BET, in which he extolled the benefits of Moodle, the open source VLE, Michelle Walters explained how she is using OpenOffice at her school, Doug Belshaw demonstrated how he's using netbooks running Linux in his lessons, and I showed how Audacity, the open source sound recorder and editor, can be used by both students and teachers as a tool for creativity and assessment. You can watch this presentation in full, either at my blog or at the Open Source Schools website. The BET exhibition itself was a much more enjoyable experience this year, after a very disappointing first contact, if you like, last year, when I felt overwhelmed by the sheer size of the event, but underwhelmed by the relative lack of offer for classroom teachers like myself. I felt most of it was aimed at school managers and ICT directors and the like. This year, however, I was there for 2 days, so for a start, I had more time to look around and take more in. Secondly, having learned from my experiences last year, I planned my visit carefully and went straight to the stands which had interested me, mainly to do with language teaching resources. It is often the non-customized little stands hidden away on the first floor that are actually of more use to the classroom practitioner, rather than the big corporate behemoths taking acres of prime space on the ground floor. But once again, the best of BET for me this year was the Teach Meet and Conference, which was organized and compared masterfully by Drew Buddy and Ian Usher. Teach Meets are, as the name implies, teacher meetings where like-minded teachers come together and share practice and experiences, and are often described as the best CPD event you can ever go to. Now go to the Teach Meet website to find out more. It is teachmeet.org.uk, and there you can find out where and when the nearest Teach Meet to you is happening. Right, let's go back to school now. In my last and first half-term review, I told you about how I'd been using GoAnimate, which is a website that allows you and your students to create cartoon animations, to help my pupils practice vocabulary and dialogues in Spanish. Well, my students and I were very fortunate to be asked by Theo Kuchel and Leon Saik to take part in the filming of a CPD course they are putting together on behalf of the TDA, the Training and Development Agency for Schools. The video will show my students using GoAnimate and being interviewed about the use of Web 2.0 in the classroom. The course will be available online as from September 2009, and I can't wait. You can read about our experiences both here at boxoftricks.net and in our classroom blog, which is www.asisehace.net/blog. The link is also on my website. Así se hace, by the way, is Spanish for that's how you do it. Also in my classroom, there has been a definite consolidation of our use of computer-mediated communication. In my previous half-term review, I mentioned that I was using both Ning, which is a private social network, and Edmodo, a private microblogging platform with my older sixth form students, that's 16 to 18-year-olds. Well, this term has seen a natural gravitation towards Edmodo as the means of communication of choice for my students. I decided to let them use whichever of them they felt most comfortable with or best suited their needs. Edmodo definitely came up on top, and I am still recommending that you go and give it a go if you haven't yet. Computer-mediated communication has definitely been a strong undercurrent for me in the past 3 months, not only because I am experimenting with it in my classroom and I have been studying it at more depth for my master's degree, but also because it has become more and more important for my own professional development. And what tool to better highlight this last point than Twitter, which is quite simply redefining the way I communicate with friends and peers in a way that is not quite synchronous or asynchronous, so all the definitions of CMC simply begin to evaporate. After having reached a critical mass of friends and followers, Twitter has become an essential tool on my desktop, on which I rely on for support and information. Again, if you haven't got your Twitter account yet, what are you waiting for? Well, that's the end. That's it for this Half-Term Review. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. See you next time.